Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes see details.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Procrastination. Putting it off. Kicking the can down the road. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Carpet in the bathroom. Like why? In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow. Styles that bring joy to your world. Brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more. And deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's supplementary episode.
Bonus!
A bonus episode. Now, don't expect this every week. Liam, I'm looking at you. But we realised that this week's main episode was the whistleblowers. Mm-hmm. In between us recording that episode and it being released, the whistle has been blown.
Yes, massively.
Quite literally, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
The Congress hearing happened. It's live on YouTube for anybody who wants to watch it. Go ahead. It's about, 2.5 hours long, but
fairly long.
I thought it was worth a watch.
Yeah, definitely worth a watch.
Very, informative in positive and negative ways, I would say.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why we wanted to do this supplement episode today. Mm-hmm. Just sort of give our take on exactly what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it started off... Well, it started off quite formal, really, didn't it?
Yeah. Was it a courtroom?
I think it was some kind of courtroom, yeah.
Yeah, it was all official, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all official. They all had to take oaths and all that sort of thing, didn't they? Mm-hmm. And a whole bunch of congressmen turned up. I'm not sure if it was all of them. I don't think so. Probably just the ones...
Yeah, American politics is hard to follow.
Yeah, the ones that were available turned up anyway. And they all got 5 minutes each... Mm-hmm. To ask their questions to the three whistleblower witnesses that turned up.
Yes.
And they were Mr. Graves, Mr. Grush. I have to apologise because I mispronounced his name in the original whistleblower episode. I called him Grush, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah.
And when I watched that, I realised it's pronounced Grush, so that's my bad there. And the other guy, I think his name was Fravor, Mr. Fravor.
I think you've done well to remember those names.
I'm pretty sure. He was the retired... Commander,
was it? Yeah, the army guy.
He was a fighter pilot. There was two fighter pilots and that Dave Grush guy, who was the investigator for it.
Mm-hmm.
Fravor, I think, was the older one. He was retired. Graves was the younger one who's still in active duty, but he was there representing many other people that have witnessed these crafts, mm-hmm. like ETs and all that sort of thing. So he was there representing them. Mm-hmm. And then Dave Grush was kind of the guy in the middle, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just sort of trying to put input where he could, but obviously because he got another case going on at the same time, he couldn't say anything that would negate that case, you know,
yeah,
or have any backlash to that case. So almost every question, he was just like, I'd be happy to answer that in private.
That was my biggest problem
yeah.
with the whole thing was, to me, it was almost like a lot of it, I feel like Stephen Greer beat them to it. So when
I think he did, yeah.
Stephen Greer kind of said all of this a few months back, and then I was expecting all open honesty from the government telling us a bit more in detail about all these things.
Yeah.
But it...
It turns out that it was more about getting it on official record.
Yeah.
That, you know, these statements have been made, even though they couldn't go into detail about it. And the odd thing was, he kept saying, oh, I'd be happy to answer that in private, in a private meeting. Mm-hmm. They should have already had that private meeting. They call it a skiff, don't they?
Yeah.
But they were denied it by the High Court.
Mm-hmm.
And that's integral evidence that they were just denied for no good reason, or apparently any good reason.
Yeah, and it's very frustrating because I kind of felt like after watching it, I mean, don't get me wrong, there is stuff, like there's people out there that haven't seen the Stephen Greer thing. So
yeah, probably,
if they
yeah.
watch that, they're still getting new information. So it is worth a watch. But because we'd already watched the Stephen Greer announcement, I almost felt like there wasn't much information that he hadn't already said, in a way.
Yeah, yeah, I
it was kind of like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I kind of knew that. But
yeah, I was kind of watching it feeling like I knew more than what they were actually able to
yeah.
let on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the one definite case that was brought up was about the Tic Tac, wasn't it? That
yes.
famous video that the government released and said, we don't know what this is. It is an unidentified aerial phenomenon. And it was the grey-haired, the retired commander. He was the fighter pilot that originally encountered the Tic Tac, him and another plane. So there was four of them involved in that incident. And mm-hmm. they went back and sent out the plane that actually got the video.
Yes.
One of the things that... I don't know whether to say it confused me. It wasn't really confusing. Frustrated, I think, was the point that... They were asked if they had experienced encounters that would put national defence at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them answered yes.
Yeah.
But then none of them could come out with a single scenario where the UFO had actually opened fire on them or been hostile.
Yeah. And it's very frustrating because I believe that they're not hostile. They've not.
Same here. That's what Stephen Greer says.
Yeah. And I honestly do believe that with them talking that this technology is so far advanced, we're still kind of working it out and we've got our hands on this technology. Like, are we honestly meant to believe that we stand a chance if it did come to war? Like, there's. So,
well, that was one of the questions. One of the congressmen
yeah.
did ask them if they thought if it had come to a conflict situation, would they be able to defend themselves?
Mm.
And they said no.
Yeah, which is kind of scary. But I honestly think they
But at the same time, it's not, because we've not seen any hostility from actual ET. I took it more, while I was watching it, to mean more along the lines of what Stephen Greer was saying in his presentation just a few weeks ago, in that if you see hostility from these UFOs, it's more likely to be a back-engineered craft.
Mm-hmm.
Flown by humans.
100%. And it's absolutely crazy to me that the... Well, I'll just give you my two cents on the biggest thing that I took from it was this meeting showed that they have been lying and keeping secrets for 80 years.
Definitely.
And this isn't the first time. I'm very conscious of the fact that I don't want people to think that I'm just hating on America all the time, because I'm not. It's the government. The American government, for 80 plus years, have continuously lied, cheated, stolen, secrets, done all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then even in this meeting, with saying I'd be happy to answer that in a private location or a private room, they're still not giving us the truth. And then they have...
And then the government aren't even giving them the chance to do that.
Yeah. And then they're saying things like, oh, they're hostile, this is a security threat, this, that. America and the government have been so much more aggressive than any aliens.
Oh, definitely.
That we've even encountered. Like, they're shooting things out of the sky because they don't know what they are.
Yeah.
And it's nuts to me that they're painting this narrative of... It's almost, to me, it comes across as a false flag. And Stephen Greer predicted this.
Yeah.
He said within the next 9 months to a year, there will be another false flag. And me personally, that's it now for me. I do not trust anything that comes out of the American government, what they say.
No, you can't, can you?
Not at all. So if they're saying that these aliens are hostile and this... I go the complete opposite. So now in my brain, I'm going, oh, actually, the aliens are friendly.
Yeah,
that's the way I think.
Yeah,
because I do not trust it. Because why all of a sudden is the American government going to start telling the people the truth and start being like, oh, come on, we need to get the budget up for the military and we're going to protect the country and protect the world from these aliens and act like the heroes when they've done nothing but lie to us and keep secrets for 80 years?
Exactly, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just backwards.
And it, like the one congressman even... asked if these black projects are going on, this, you know, back engineering, and it's not even always military, it's private companies yeah. that are doing it as well. And he said, well, where's the funding coming from? And they were saying, well, the funding's coming from rather nefarious means. I can't go into detail, maybe in a closed room or, you know, but whatever. But yeah, it's nefarious means. And he said, well, what is you saying that it's coming out of like the CIA's budget or something? Because like we audit them every year and they fail every year. They fail to account for over $1 billion just not knowing where it's gone.
Yeah. It's nuts.
And that's so shady, isn't it?
And the other thing is, I just want to add a point, because we're...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We've already kind of spoke about it today, but I can't get it out of my head with that astrologist who said that we're supposed to believe that aliens... traveled light years and through the galaxy, yeah. through the universe, and then they get to Earth, and the last few miles they all seem to crash.
They fall at the last hurdle.
They fall. Yeah. Like, how? It doesn't make sense to me. You're talking through the universe
yeah.
for trillions of miles.
Well, exactly. One light year is 9 trillion miles. Yeah. And the nearest star to us is like 4 light years away. So, I mean, you're already talking, what, 27 trillion miles if they came from yeah. the nearest star.
And then they crash at the last hurdle
in America.
Earth, and it's always America.
Yeah.
Why is that? Do you know what I mean? That thing, again, because of things like that, my brain goes, you can't trust the American government.
No.
You can't.
Not at all.
Like, it's just.
And the other thing as well is. They love their distraction, don't they? And it honestly worries me. I'm not American, so it doesn't really worry me too much. But it makes me wonder, while all this whistleblower stuff's going on in the limelight, in the foreground, right here where everybody's looking. What are they pushing through?
Yeah.
How many bills are they passing? You know, oh, what's Biden done that we can fix behind his back? Because everybody's watching this over here. Look at the UFOs, everybody! We'll just, you go, you can have your fully automatic assault rifles back, no worries.
Yeah, and you know that kind of thing is exactly what's happening. And it's just so shady, and it's been going on long enough now. But I'm starting to feel like people are waking up. People are starting to realise, like, we're in a different country. We're in...
The UK,
I wouldn't say Great Britain anymore, but we're in the UK.
Little Britain.
Yeah, Little Britain. And we're kind of opening our eyes to it, in a way. Yeah. And so is the rest of the world. Like, I've seen a lot of comments on YouTube with that video in particular, and a lot of people are saying the same thing. They're like, why is it always America that has all this?
Absolutely.
No one else is having these meetings. Where are the other UFOs and stuff? So people are catching on. It just seems to be America in their bubble. Not all of them, because I think, you know, my cousin Jeff's very switched on. But it's, I don't know. It just seems weird to me that... I don't get it.
It's the hierarchy system, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, they just... They have to have control of the masses, and they America is very military minded as well. I feel anyway. That's kind of impression that I get is that they've got to be a number one military. They've got to be, you know, the fear factor of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take us on; you will lose. Even though America's lost every war that they've been waged since the Second World War, but. We won't go into that. There was several ups and several downs, I would say, through that, but definitely worth a watch for yourselves. If you're interested, for yourself and myself, it was front page news.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people out there, it would have just flown completely under the radar, wouldn't it? But that's why we wanted to do this extra episode, just to give our take on what actually happened there.
Yeah, and I have to say, a part of me, I wouldn't say I fully believe it, but a part of me starts to wonder, are there even aliens in the first place? How do we know these UFOs aren't just all human-controlled, and they've just got all of this technology from, you know, like, say, Roswell or something that happened in the 60s, and there's not been any new kind of aliens since. Do you know what I mean? I don't know the percentage of humans to alien, but it just kind of makes you wonder. My cogs are going now because the government...
Well, I have to reference the point that several of the whistleblowers have mentioned that they've seen... cadavers, dead alien bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that from witness statements. Also, this technology, if it was of human construction, it is far advanced of what we have in the 20th or the 21st century, which means it would have had to come from a time after that, which means time travel involvement would be there.
Yeah.
You're basically nicking future technology rather than alien technology. Either one is still stolen technology, and it's far advanced to what we've got.
Yeah.
I'd like to have some faith that there are other forms of life in the universe, and, you know...
I hope so.
I still believe that we do get visitations from extraterrestrials. Very, very advanced, far superior to ourselves, and like we've already said, that they're not hostile.
No, I don't.
We are hostile.
Yes, the human race is very hostile.
Yeah,
but the idea why I said that is, I obviously want to hope and believe there is aliens. I'm just saying there's a small percentage of me that, because it's all kind of word of mouth and he said she said, like, we've not actually seen. When you think about it, we've not actually seen a full-on HD quality version of an alien. Or do you know what I mean?
The
footage is all grainy, and it's, oh, well, my sergeant saw this, and, oh, this person saw that. There's not actual full-on evidence. Until it's a bit like a ghost. Until I see an actual full-on apparition or a ghost, I'm always going to be on the fence. And that's just kind of how I feel about this this whole thing that's going on with these whistleblowers and the aliens and the UFOs, as far as I'm concerned, I'm at the moment, I'm like 60-40, with right. the 60 being like, I think it's humans doing the UFOs and the government.
I think the hostile acts, possibly a lot of the like abductions and stuff like that, like in that mm. Stephen Greer presentation, they said that like some military people on military exercises were having abduction experiences, but it wasn't ETs that were doing it. It was mm-hmm. humans in ET craft.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got, yeah, you do have a point there, and we can't prove that it is ETs all the time.
Mm.
But I'd like, you know, I think I cross my fingers with a little belief and hope that it is.
Yeah. I really.
Because otherwise, it's a very dark situation, isn't it?
Yeah. I do agree with you. I really do hope that there are aliens. And even one step further, I hope that they are not hostile, they're friendly, and they're actually here to show us where we're going wrong.
That's what my hope would be. Yeah.
Like, you're not going to become utopia and advance until you get rid of nuclear power and start doing this. And do you know what I mean? X, Y, Z. And
yeah.
then these aliens would actually be considered the next level for us to transcend into a better society. And
yeah, maybe a galactic civilization yeah. rather than just a global civilization.
And who,
I mean, we can't even get that right globally.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. But, you know, my dreams of eventually being like Star Wars and going to different planets and meeting different species.
Maybe in hundreds and hundreds or thousands of years from now, but it's not going to happen in our lifetime, mate. That is science fiction.
It's a shame.
Yeah, it is. It is. But anyway, if you at home have seen the hearing and want to add anything, come and join us on Discord. Come join the discussion. Also on Discord at the moment, we are holding a little competition
mm-hmm.
Where you can put in your designs for potential merchandise that we're going to be putting out there. Mm-hmm. And we'll probably run that competition till, I don't know, what, the end of August, something like that?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. And then we're not in a rush to sell merch. So, yeah, we'll run that competition to the end of August, and whatever entries we get, we'll consider them for merchandise designs. And if your design is picked, you get a T-shirt on us. A signed one. Signed. We'll sign it.
A signed free T-shirt.
Signed free T-shirt. Yeah. Why not? Yeah? So, yeah, come and join us on Discord. Always, we love it when you leave a like and a rating on the audio thing. Yeah. So please do that. Join us on Instagram and TikTok.
Mm.
You can look up our YouTube if you want to see what we look like. If you're already on YouTube, hello. And yeah, and until the next great episode, we'll leave it at that. I've been Pirate.
I'm Josh.
And this has been Paranormality UK. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Bombas presents unsolicited gifting advice. Number one, if they say not to get them anything, get them something. Two, underwear is a great gift, just not for your boss. And three, those absurdly soft Bombas socks and slippers you've been eyeing for yourself, they'll love those. And the fact that for every item you purchase, another is donated to someone who needs it, they'll love that even more.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
At
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.